Appreciate it. Do not interrupt the meeting.
They didn't see me?
No.
Oh.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, thanks.
How are you, Ann?
That shirt's kind of hurting my eyes.
You look in the mirror lately.
Oh, because of your short
C3 and H2. C3. Oh, and I do have one.
Find a tie to match it that I had in my.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Ms. Kuhn, could you leave us in a Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe we've had the roll call. Tom McCray had a business meeting, and Ms. Cipolli called me up too. Will not be able to make it this evening. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the May 21st meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous board meeting.
Okay, here we go.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have three speakers today. And I'm doing these in order as they come up. I think Mr. Bob Despain, if you would come down, and we will not start the clock until you get down here.
I hear you.
Good evening, Bob Despain, Collinsville. I will provide information about my county municipality and then go to a county improvement opportunity. The Collinsville City Council has only 5 members that are elected on a nonpartisan basis. It is a council manager form of government and classified as a weak mayor form of government. The mayor is liquor commissioner and chairs the meetings. He has no veto power. We qualify as home rule and hardly are restricted by state law. So 3 votes have tremendous power. Both Liz Dalton and Lisa Cipolli were previously Collinsville City Councilmen. Apparently, the state of Illinois senators and reps did not feel compelled to change to a more appropriate name, such as council person. So much for the municipality. Next, maybe there will be 9 county board members up for election this November. Regrettably, none of those 9 have made any progress in changing the wording on the form their constituents are required to complete to address this board. Last December, it was brought to the attention that the form quite inappropriately asked for an explanation of what your residents want to talk about. The 9 for whom terms end in 2014 are Madison, Bethalto, Dodd, Alton, Malone, Alton, Burris, Wood River, McRae, Bethalto, Hawkins, Granite City, Assadorian, Granite City, Glasper, Venice, Gagan, Edwardsville. Are all of the persons named so involved in such a bureaucracy that you cannot provide a simple procedure for all Madison County residents? While the form to address is the ultimate duty of the county clerk, the probability of change increases when the nine members remind her that your terms end this fall. Finally, this public body fails in transparency. Committee meetings should be video broadcast. No one should be elected that opposes transparency. Thank you for your attention.
I just been notified that Jack Daugherty is not speaking. Is a Joseph Uram here? And did I pronounce that name right? How do you pronounce your last name? Uram. We don't start the clock until you get over here.
Good evening. My name is Joseph Uram. I'm a resident of Edwardsville, former resident of Glen Carbon in Granite City. It's a pleasure to speak here tonight. As everyone in this room knows, I've never appeared before this board. I'm here because I'm a concerned citizen. I love my state. I like where I live. I have young children. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. My background, CPA, ex-auditor for over a decade with the largest CPA firm in the world, former treasurer and chief financial officer of a company on NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange. I'm here because I'm concerned about what I see happening in this county. The theme of my comments, and I realize time is brief, we can do better. Over the past several years, I've seen numerous critical comments about the Madison County Treasurer from Madison County officials, most notably the auditor. These comments have demanded investments in long-term financial instruments. They've demanded oversight committees for the treasurer. They've recommended an investment advisor to help oversee investments. I would note that the treasurer is required by statute, to consider safety as the primary investment consideration. He has done that. The citizens of this county elected the current treasurer. It's his responsibility to invest within the policy approved by the board. He has done that. If anyone's dissatisfied with the rate of return in this county, they need to look to the board. They approve the policy. I would further observe, it is not the job of the county auditor to make investment decisions. It's the treasurer's responsibility. That's why we elected him. Let's look for a minute, conversely, whether the auditor has discharged his responsibilities to the taxpayers of this county. Again, I'm an ex-auditor. The auditor failed to identify the corruption that occurred in plain view that led the prior treasurer to go to prison. The auditor failed to identify investments from the previous regime that were prohibited. The auditor failed to identify non-bid investment relationships with the firm from that financial mecca, Little Rock, Arkansas. It's interesting that the treasurer has recommended long-term investments. Such a recommendation confirms two things to me. The auditor has recommended. He does not understand that the treasurer's primary responsibility is safety. That's a statutory requirement. He has implicitly, and this is important, he has implicitly suggested that this county has too much money if you can invest tens of millions of dollars in long-term financial instruments. I would request that the officers and board members of this county begin to put the citizens of this county above party. Thank you.
Okay. Usually, I would not comment, and I will comment to this one. You know, the auditor made a study that I am extremely interested in, folks. And first off, there's this thing with Fred Bathon. That was a conspiracy. That's all in courts. He's in prison. But I will tell you, sir, that 4 years ago, our investments in Madison County, we had $100 million. We made roughly $4 million in interest. Today, we have $130 million. We made $273,000 in interest. The interest amount we made was 0.21%. I can go to the Bank of Campsville, Illinois, county of 5,300 people, make a $100 contribution, and make 2.5% on my money. Now, if that's the type of financial advisor you are, information you gave, I feel sorry for your company. I got to be honest with you. Now, folks, We are trying to work with Mr. Prinsler. All we're asking is a professional to come in to help us help him do a job. I will be willing to work with you, Mr. Prinsler, all the way. But we cannot continue allow our investment income go down to $278,000 because ultimately that is going to count and it's going to cost the taxpayers money. When we do not make interest income off our investments, then we will have to go to the levy and get it elsewhere. And I will be glad if you would like to come in and talk to me one-on-one sometime in the future. I would be more than happy to talk to you in my office, please. We have you like you have your say, I can have my say. And if you want to come back to my office, I have an open door policy. I'll go show you where all the money's at. We'll show you where the investment's at. All we want to do is show and do a good job. And I'm going, for one, I'm going to commend the job that our auditor has done at bringing this to our attention. Once again, I commend the auditor. It's nothing about politics. I come in here every time a board member comes to me and they get elected as a board member, I make a speech. I say, forget if you're a Democrat or Republican. Do what's right for the public in Madison County. I try to hold to that. But I am not going to let somebody come in here and make it statements about the auditor that's just not true. I'm not going to allow that to happen. So I'm asking you, sir, I'm inviting you to come to my office. I'll be glad to talk to you one-on-one. Okay. And we will move on with the meeting. Correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding the motor fuel funds. We have the monthly report of the county clerk and circuit clerk. We have the monthly report of the coroner, the monthly jail population report from the sheriff's department, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the monthly investment report from the treasurer.
Anything else in the correspondence?
No.
Okay, and we have two things we have to do today. Is Walter Hunter here? Walter, come on out, down. And as you all know, Walter is now leaving as the head of community development. And I got to tell you, we have a lot of people that work for the county, and some, I got to watch how I say this. Some, when they leave, it's okay, they left. And others, when they leave, it's like, my gosh, I wish they wasn't leaving. Walter is one of the latter ones. He has done a tremendous job.
What was the latter?
Yes. You're a good one, person. And I really hate to see him go. And I'll tell you what he's done. When Cheryl Jarrett left, he came in. He did a tremendous job for us. We are very appreciative of everything you've done. And I just want to give you this little plaque today. Actually, something you put on your desk.
I don't have a desk.
Well, you will
next week.
Next week. But just as Walter Hunter, Community Development Administrator, appreciation of your commitment and service and 30 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Madison County, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, I want to thank you for your service today. And I believe Walter's last day is the 26th, and I think he's going to take his vacation very seriously because my understanding is he leaves in about 2 days. After he retired, he's going on a 30-day trip.
Okay, well, I'm leaving the morning after I retire.
The morning after you retire.
And I didn't set a time to come back.
He doesn't have a time to come back, so he's going to enjoy his retirement.
Yes.
So I'm going to give this to you, and I'm going to have to see if you have any comments you would like to say.
Maybe a couple. First of all, this is really quite an honor. Thank you. I did not expect this. A couple of good friends of mine just retired from the state of Illinois less than a month ago, and all they got from the state was a memo that said, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. So this, in comparison, this is just beautiful. I'll tell you what, I've loved the 37 years that I've worked for the county. The people I've worked with are tremendous. I can't say enough good things, and I'm sure things are going to continue on a great trajectory. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. Harold Johnson here. Is Harold Johnson here? Yes, he's here. I see you now. Tony, if you want to come down too, you're more than welcome to come down. thought I broke this. I don't want to break it. Okay, in 2001, Mr. Johnson was appointed to Mass County Health Advisory Board. He served as the chairperson two different times. For over 13 years, he contributed his expertise to the Board of Health on matters directly influencing a healthier Madison County. In March of this year, Harold Johnson was recognized as a public health champion by the Illinois Department of Public Health in providing leadership and insight for the Mass County Health Department. The Mass County Health Department is a better organization as a result of Mr. Johnson's contribution of sharing his support, expertise, and passion for the health and well-being of this community. We sincerely appreciate his years of service as an advisory board member and wish him well in the future. I've known Mr. Johnson for a number of years. You've been a tremendous asset to us, and I don't know if Doc, if you want to say a few words too, but I want to appreciate all the time that you spent, and this is a well-paid job, was it not? Okay, but thank you for your service.
Thank you. And,
just on behalf of the citizens of Madison County, I just want to thank Mr. Johnson for his time and effort, for his expertise in business, for his expertise in dealing with health issues, and for bringing us up a little bit from where we were. You know, he brought some innovative ideas to the Health Department Committee. Mainly, the most interesting one was the audit, the health audit that we did. So I am just so pleased that he was able to give us a few minutes of his time. I know he is going to be missed, but I just want to say I appreciate him coming back to Madison County and offering us his services for the time that he has done that. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I'm leaving, but the pay is the same.
No, sir. Okay, we have the appointments to do now, and you all have a resolution or should have a resolution on your desk, but as you all know just now that Walter Hunter has resigned. I think his last day is going to be the 26th, and we have a person that I don't think needs any introduction to this county. His name is Frank Miles. I want to put his name in motion to be the new department head of the community development. You all have a resolution on your desk, I believe. Do they not, Jill? I would entertain a motion.
So move.
We have a motion and a second. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have. Do you want to recognize that nay? We have one nay. Okay, we have appointments, other appointments. And is yours on there? Can you see it on there? Okay. If you want to go through those appointments.
Chairman, we have an appointment for the Madison County, we have an appointment for Madison County Zoning Board of Appeals. John Sedlak is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Frank Quatto, who has resigned. Madison County 708 Mental Health Board, Walter Hunter is recommended for appointment for a four-year term expiring on December 31st, 2017. The Forest Homes Maple Park Public Water District, Richard K. Kitzmiller, is recommended for appointment to an unexpired term of Merle Short, who has resigned. The Morrow Public Water District, Todd Ballard, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Steve Schumann, who has resigned.
Okay, do I have entertain a motion to accept those? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. County Institutions Committee, Mr. Petrello.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, I would like to submit the Historical Museum six-month report to the board.
Okay, and we will do that. We will put that on report. Okay, thank you. Finance and Government Operations Committee, I've been asked for you to separate C3, please, Jack.
I'm sorry.
Three.
Okay.
To separate that.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has four items for your consideration this evening. Meeting number three, we have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2014, HIV jail capus grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 family violence coordinate council grant. This is signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Most carried. If you could bring in number three, please, Mr. Minner.
Number three is an immediate emergency appropriation 9/11 emergency system fund. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We've got a second on a question. Ms. Kuhn.
Yes. I've spoke with Terry Bell, the chief of police in Highland, and Terry sits on the 9/11 board. He's very much in favor of this system. Sometimes it depends on the position you're in when a decision is made. I have utmost respect for Terry, and if I were in his position, I would want this system. I keep hearing the city of Highland wants this system, but I've spoke with a lot of people, and this isn't it hasn't actually gone to the city council, but I think that, you know, if this went to a public vote, that the people, I know my community, and I don't think they would vote for it, but I've been so confused on this issue. I'm hearing so many different things, and I just have a few questions I wanted to ask at the finance meeting the other day. One of them is, I'd like to know, are the cities, they're going to have a fee, like, say, for instance, Granite, the way I understand it, has their own system, right? And then Godfrey is covered, the city of Godfrey is covered by the sheriff's department, so do they not pay a fee?
Do you know that?
We have a contract to provide police services with Godfrey, and anything the sheriff incurs for that services is included in that contract. They reimburse us a set amount each year. I don't have the figure, but they pay us for all of our services.
Okay, and then will the cities have to pay a fee every year? Or
The county is paying for the cost of the system to run the system. Any mobile costs will be paid for directly by the cities. So they will pay for everything.
One time or every year?
Every year. There's upfront costs, and then there's licensing, annual licensing costs that they will pay for.
And there will be an employee hired also, right? Correct. There will probably be an employee.
Yeah, the IT department currently doesn't have the added staff to take on an expanded system. So part of this plan is to use the 911 fee to hire an additional technician in the IT department.
Okay, and then the county is on New World system now, correct? The whole county is?
Correct.
So what's the difference if the county is on it, and then if 911 goes on it now? I mean, what more do you get?
Well, the New World system is being expanded, updated, and then additional licenses are being purchased so that we can offer the service to all of our police departments and fire departments in Madison County.
So there'll be a lot of ongoing expense, you know, like maintenance and updating continuously, or there's no end to
this cost that's in your resolution is to install the system, update it, get everything running, and then in addition to that, there's just like right now we pay an annual maintenance fee. There will be one ongoing too.
Do you know what that fee is? Close.
Approximately right now, we're paying maybe $140,000 a year. I don't know, Sheriff, if that's correct. And it will be higher since we're adding additional licenses to it, depending on how many municipalities jump on.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a city does not have to sign up for this. So, I mean, it's up by us providing it doesn't mean at Highland, if for some reason they don't want to sign up for it, they don't have to sign up for it. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. We have four cities that express a letter of intent. They still have to have action by their city councils. There's others that will probably consider it over the course of the next 2 years or so. But right now it's the four cities that we're targeting.
Who are the four cities?
It is Troy, Highland, Collinsville, and Edwardsville. Granite City's already on the system. Maryville's already on the system, and Glen Carbon's already on the system. And, of course, Madison County Sheriff's Department.
Mr. Walters?
Oh, I just wanted to, if Godfrey's Fire Department gets on, Godfrey's Fire Department will pay for this. I didn't want everybody to think just, I mean, we do work with the Sheriff's Department. We're very happy with our service, and I would, I mean, I can't say anything bad about them. I'd recommend them to everybody. So, but the Fire Department, if they go on, they'll have to buy their own equipment so that they can communicate, correct, Joe?
That's correct. And there's a schedule depending on what they purchase, but it's approximately $4,500 per mobile unit. So a large fire department may need three or four units. A small one may only need one. That's a ballpark of what this would cost them.
And what about the police department? They got to purchase more units too?
Again, depending on how many licenses they want and how many mobile units, they will pay a similar cost per unit. So a police department like Collinsville, which is a large department, will have higher costs than a smaller department that may only have one police car that needs one of these units.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has two resolutions for your consideration this evening. One, a resolution authorizing submission of the fiscal year 2014 Community Development Action Plan. And a second one, a resolution for amendments to the Community Development Cooperation Agreements and Home Consortium Agreement between Madison County and the cities of Alton and Granite City. And I move for their adoption.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the question. I just want to thank both the City of Granite City and the City of Alton working with us. This is a win-win situation by having them come in under the county umbrella. We go through these meetings every few years, and I have to commend both mayors, Ed Hagnar, and the new mayor, Brent. From Alton, and for doing this, and I think it's a win-win situation. So, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Information Technology Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Gorman.
Good evening, Chairman, fellow county board members. The Information Technology Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee have one item to submit for your approval. It's a resolution to award contract for the SAN appliance project for the Madison County Information Technology Department, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Gorman?
Thank you.
Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. The finding in fact and recommendations and the resolutions. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Ms. Glasper, I'm going to have you bring in GH, but I've been asked for you to have H2 voted separately. So if you bring in G1 and H1 first.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would first like to submit its report covering mobile home licenses, and I ask it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you.
And then the Public Safety Committee, along with Finance and Government Operations Committee, has a resolution to purchase Code Red Weather Warning Service and Code Red Services Agreement Extension for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. On the question, Once again, I'm going to say this is one of those programs. I'm going to urge the public once again to sign up for Code Red. It's basically a reverse 911 system. And I can tell you, I went to a meeting one time when a storm was hitting, and these they were going all over the place. And I believe it happened at St. Jacob one time, or actually Alhambra in a community, where everyone's phone started going off. They do save lives. So if people are not signing up for the reverse 911, it's free. It's something, I don't know what we could do to educate the public more. I wish the press would do a little bit more. This could save lives if they sign up for this. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else? Ms. Glasper.
The second resolution.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and bring that in. I'm sorry.
Yes. A resolution to award contract to upgrade and expand the computer-aided dispatch records management system for the Madison County Sheriff's Office and the Madison County Public Safety Entities. And I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
Oh, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. The Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Chicano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay, keep trying, Mr. Dodd. There, got it. Was almost through the whole evening without a problem. Roll call had it. Anything else, Mr. Tocano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sewer Facilities Committee, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Novosich.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I have one item for your approval tonight. Resolution to award contract for professional services, project management of lift station generator installation for the Madison County Special Service Area Number 1, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Novosich?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has three resolutions. For your consideration, the first is a right-of-way acquisition for Staunton Road Extension, and there's two resolutions there. Number two is a prevailing wage resolution, and number three is a resolution to enter into a letter of understanding for the improvement of Illinois Route 111 and Chain of Rocks Road intersection project. Signed by all members, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second on the question? Roll call. Mr. Holliday? We have to... Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism? Okay. Before I get to your thing there, Mr. Holliday, I'd like to take this moment. We had a person that used to be a board member for many years pass away. It was Joe Simonism's father-in-law, really good person, Nick Hamless. I'd like to have everybody stand for a moment of silence, please. Thank you. We'll go into the agenda for the Health Department meeting. Mr. Holliday, if you want to bring up the first off, I need a motion to approve the minutes for the March 19th minutes, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion to approve. I got a second. All in favor by a sign of aye. Polls, ayes have it. Mr. Holliday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I have two resolutions. One is a resolution adopting the Madison County Health Quality Improvement Plan. Resolution two is a resolution authorizing renewal of a medical consultant agreement, and I ask these resolutions be approved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. I don't believe, does that need a roll call? Doesn't need a roll call. All in favor by sign of aye. Polls, ayes have. Anything else, Mr. Holliday?
I just ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes. We've got yes.
I'd like to make a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please.
When I was a young man, about 15 years old, which was just a few years back, I got to meet the Johnson family. I got to meet Mr. Cyrus Johnson and his wife. And as I grew older, I got to meet some of the sons, too. And that family and the siblings they raised have probably given back more to different communities than dang near any other family you can look up. And I want to applaud the whole family, not just Mr. Bill Johnson, but the whole family has done a hell of a good job.
And Mr. Johnson, I'm sure glad you didn't take off because I have something that was in that box. I'm not sure what it's used for, but do not take off without this. I'm going to have one more, then we're going to close this down.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mr.
Chairman, I just wanted to bring to the board's attention that the sheriff's office had a gentleman who just retired, and he unfortunately passed away this past week, and his name's Ray Botterbush, and he did a lot for the county. So I'm asking you to keep his family in your prayers.
And this is going to be the last thing we do. I apologize. I'm going to have one moment of silence because I knew him. He was a very good gentleman. Always came in my office. Extremely nice guy. He just retired, and then this happens, and I was shocked when I saw it. In fact, I'm going to try to make it up there this evening, and I believe his funeral is tomorrow at 3. So one more moment of silence before we close the meeting. Thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Polls, ayes have it.